You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Jersey Boys Podcast here on the Blogging the Boys Podcast Network, powered by SB Nation. Your host, Dave Sturcio, alongside nationally known comedian Brett Ernst and his brother, America's fan, Keith Ernst, host of the I'm You Podcast. Go check those guys out as well. Guys, how are we feeling today on a, I don't know, we're doing this on a Saturday, but we're going to release it on a Monday. How are we feeling overall? We're good?
Yeah.
Good, man. Good.
Good, good. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL. You thought the offseason was going to just be kind of like, you know, kind of slow rolling, right away, we have ourselves a blockbuster trade. Carson Wentz, I know the girls touched on it on Friday, but Carson Wentz traded over to Indy for a second that could turn into a first and a third. But now what, you know, begs the question now is, first of all, I kind of called this, that he wasn't worth a first round pick. I don't think anybody was going to give a first round pick for Carson Wentz. We'll talk about that in a second. But this I wrote an article on the Cowboys Wire yesterday. Dak Prescott is officially the survivor of the 2016 NFL draft. As far as the quarterback's concerned, he's the only one left on the original OG team. Everybody else has left their squad, either betrayed or aren't even playing in the NFL anymore. And he's due a payday, and we were getting heated. I know all three of us were on a group text the other day, and it got crazy because you guys don't agree with me when it comes to certain things.
I forgot what.
First of all, why are you bringing in inside arguments on the podcast, Sturge? Why don't we just set it up?
Because I'm a snitch.
Now you're the one. You just dry snitched on everybody. Well, actually, you just snitched it.
Which text are you talking about? The one with the one that you said that Steel Magnolias was better than Rocky, or which one was it?
Not that one. That one I do not recall. But the one where,
of course, we were against you on that.
Yeah, no, of course. But now, all right, here's the deal, fellas. Okay, whether you guys like it or not. The contract negotiation, we were all over this last summer when we were doing
this. I just want to ask you this one question before you get into it.
Go for it.
So you're okay with the way Carson Wentz got paid, Goff got paid, Kirk Cousins got paid. You think that that's good, that their teams are put in a situation now because of, like, you agree with that whole, you think that played out great for their selective teams?
No, I don't. And you know what's even better to call that is the fact that they got paid early. They got paid before all this negotiation crap can even happen. They were just given an extension. Dak Prescott was not given that extension. He was not talked to until, you know, because look, these guys are all, with being first round picks, you come with an option.
Dave, you keep talking about what the market value is, okay? What is the value of not signing him to a 6-year or 5-year contract? If he wants 6 years and shows he's committed to the team, and we can back end it on the back, I'm all in. Even 5. He wants 3 to 4. He originally asked for 3. So unless some miracle happens, okay? But we got cap problems. And again, Mahomes at least agreed to 10 years.
Well,
so what do you think he deserves? First of all, he's not a top 5 quarterback in the NFL right now. And the guy who just won a Super Bowl isn't even paid that and wasn't constantly paid that throughout his career. So if you think he just deserves a big contract that later on we can miss the playoffs with again and then trade him and be in this situation, it makes no sense.
Well, I think his value was his value. Yes, you know, I know we can beat the dead horse about the 8-8 record when he was betting on himself, and then he bet on himself.
We lost to the Eagles when we needed to win. Okay, and look,
hey, bro, let him go.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, like, we understand that Dak Prescott was betting on himself, and that was, you know, the quote that
No. When we were 8-8 and missed the playoffs, a top five quarterback, what he did against the Eagles was awful. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't look. We want him paid. I love the kid. We talk about this all the time, but it's got to be for a long period of time. Or this isn't. I'm not a Dak Prescott guy. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. It has to benefit the team. Now, again, if you're telling me he deserves all this crazy money, he was 1-4 when he went down.
I'm not saying. Listen, I think that's where you're misconstrued. I'm not saying he's worth this much money. I'm saying he's going to be paid this much money because that's what the market dictates. You can't deny that. You can't deny that. Look, the next guy and the next guy and the next guy are getting bigger and bigger contracts based off the timing, not the performance.
Okay, but you also do realize, too, that happened with running backs back in the game will change, okay?
So you think there's going to be a point of the NFL where the quarterbacks are under?
You're going to be wasting millions and millions of dollars on guys that you can't even keep and guys that you're trading. I mean, I want to pattern our team off. I'm tired of the big named people we bring in to sell tickets and not make the goddamn playoffs or the Super Bowl. Something's got to change. And if we're going to keep throwing money at people that aren't producing, this makes no sense at all. I want the New England Patriots model. That's what I want. Guys that get paid, guys that want to play. You had one of you have arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't want to piss Keith off. All right. Who in his time wasn't even the top paid quarterback in the league, even in his prime when he was winning, because they understood. Now, again, Dak needs to, I want to sign Dak. He was offered a very generous contract. If he doesn't want to make it a long-term thing and wants to do 4 years, then we think about trading him. That's it. And draft again or find we can miss the playoffs just like we did again this year with Andy Dalton.
But don't you think that the value of a Dak Prescott went through the roof considering what we did without him? Yes, we were 1-4, right? We were 1-4 with him.
We missed the playoffs with him.
We're one and three when he goes down, right?
And he was losing.
Okay, so fine. All right, look. It doesn't matter because you know what, dude? The year from 2 years ago, 2018, that's how we started as well. We started slow, and then we made the move for a quote, big-name player in Amari Cooper, and we turned the whole season around. We made the playoffs, and we lost to the Rams. Okay, so that season in particular, you can talk about slow starts, getting back, and going. That season wouldn't exist without Dak Prescott.
Do you think he's a top-five quarterback, yes or no? Dak Prescott.
Yes.
You think he's top five?
I think he's fifth. I think he's fifth right now.
All right, so you put him over Aaron Rodgers.
No, I didn't say it. No.
You put him over Mahomes. Let's list him. You put him over Mahomes.
No.
You put him over Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I do. And Lamar Jackson won an MVP. Lamar Jackson won an MVP based with his legs and his performance. And Keith, we're going to get to you. I'm sorry for going on a rant.
You think he's better than Russell Wilson?
I think he's on par with Russell Wilson right now. Right now. I don't care what Russell Wilson has done. Here's another guy that's been rumored to be traded. So what kind of value do you give that guy if he's willing to be traded? You know, how do you value these guys if they're willing to put them on the block?
Why don't you recognize the fact that this type of pattern is destructive to a franchise?
Well, all I'm saying is last year we would have won the division by 3 games if Dak Prescott was there the rest of the way.
Where'd you get that from?
The fact that I know that he would have won games.
Okay,
over Andy Dalton.
We went 8-8 with him. We lost to the Eagles when we needed to win. We lost, what was the key, 2 games in a row? To not make the playoffs the year before?
Well, no, we won the last game against the Redskins, but yeah, no, and it went we beat the Redskins the game before, we lost to the Eagles the game before, we beat the Rams.
And, beat the doors off the Rams.
And the game before that, we lost to Chicago. And the game before that, we lost to Buffalo. Chicago. And that's all.
And the New England game, too. And the New England game, too, when it was raining and shitty and you know, the weather was bad. But in any event, okay, in any event, yes, 8-8 record, you're beating that horse until it's literally just bled out. But the fact is, this is what the market dictates, bro. This is where we're at. We have to pay our quarterback. Do you want to start? I'll ask you a question right now. right now with the roster the way it is, the roster right. constructed the way it is, right. are you willing to start over right now? You want to start over?
I think no. If he's not, if he doesn't want a 5 or 6 year contract,
okay, you would think that this guy wants long term longevity because of the injury alone. You would think he wants that.
He was offered a long term and he turned it down.
Yeah, before the injury.
He wanted 3 years.
I remember the negotiations.
Okay, so unless he doesn't want to be with us for 6 years or do a 10-year like Mahomes, then there's no reason for us.
Well, how do you know? Look, it was Todd Archer of ESPN. It was Todd Archer of ESPN that said that the Cowboys could offer him a 6-year deal in order to financially wiggle the Cowboys out of what is some people are calling cap hell. Nobody even knows what cap hell is anymore, to be honest with you, because there's no such thing. The cap in itself is almost a myth, considering that the Saints right now are like $60 million over the cap, and the season hasn't even started yet. So I wonder what they're going to do. But you're seeing these financial moves by these teams. They're cutting guys. They're trading guys. They're getting rid of these big contracts. Dak Prescott has never had a big contract yet. This is his deal. This is his deal. So, like, we're waiting on this.
You're just saying, what do you think he earns to be a top three paid quarterback in the NFL right now?
I'm going to tell you this right now, right? And I said this to you in the text. There are 32 of these jobs. Dak Prescott has one of them. You take Dak Prescott off the Dallas Cowboys right now, they are not a competitive team. I don't care who you bring in.
We weren't competing with him. That's my point. What's his proof? What can he say?
Listen, I can go from the total body of work. You want to go total body of work? Go ahead, Keith.
Well, what really pisses me off is I know, okay, Julia Roberts did a great job in Steel Magnolia. But are you serious? Talia Shire in Rocky was a shy little pet store. I mean, come on. Damn.
He was not Rocky.
I knew he wasn't listening.
No. So here's first of all, I understand where you're coming from, but I think this is what you're arguing is the market, and what Brett is arguing is
the worst.
He wants to win. He wants a complete football team, and I know you do too. And right. I think the whole thing is here. I don't know if you can have both, man. I don't know if you can pay a quarterback that much money and then still have a good team behind him. And once again, I'll bring this up, and I know we had this in text messages. What's the name? The last highest paid quarterback in the NFL to win a Super Bowl?
To win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went back. I don't know if we found one, to be honest.
We did receivers and we did running backs. We didn't do
Mahomes. I would say Mahomes was paid yet.
But here's the thing. Mahomes.
He wasn't paid yet, bro.
Yeah, but fine. Mahomes got paid last year and he went to the Super Bowl this year.
But he didn't win.
But he had already won a Super Bowl, though, Dave.
He went.
And he also won one already.
He also didn't miss the playoffs.
Look, all I'm saying is I said, and Brett kind of reiterated what I said before. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan.
I agree.
And my thing with the, like, and I think the Patriots do have the model, man. You don't, we've already messed up with Zeke. We've already messed up with D-Law. And now we want to do the same thing with Dak. You don't want to throw that much money. And if you're going to do it, you do it for a quarterback. And I do agree with that. And to answer your question, do I think he's a top five quarterback? If he didn't get injured, I would say yes, probably. By the end of the season, I would have said that. But right now, I don't know. I don't know.
Right now, of course, nobody knows what he's going to – nobody knows what he's going to look like.
I would say if he didn't get injured, yeah, I think we would have won the division, possibly.
We weren't on track, bro.
How about this?
All right, bro. So would you say right now, if we got Andy Dalton back and we gave him
– terrible.
Hold on. We gave him a 6-year contract or whatever, 6-7 years. We pay him $15 million a year. We take all the rest of that money and we put it into the team. Would you rather do that than give Dak
good question.
Big money?
No, not at all. Okay. I would rather have Dak, obviously. But here's the thing is that it doesn't have to be – it could be spread out. I mean, whoever's negotiating Dak's deal, I think they're putting Dak before the Cowboys.
Of course. And you know that too. You have an agent.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Again, Sturch, I don't know what you're arguing. Are you arguing what's best for the future of the Dallas Cowboys or what's best future for Dak Prescott?
I'm arguing for the fact that you need to pay the quarterback that's on your team right now. And unfortunately, due to the rest of the contracts floating around the NFL, the market value is going to be high, and he's going to get a massive lump sum of money. That's the world we're living in, man.
Look what happened. But look what happened with Houston. Okay. I mean, when, whatchamacallit?
Watson.
Yeah. When with Deshaun Watson. Okay. There's no loyalty to me as a ball. Let's say I own the team.
Okay.
I'm going to test his value and see what I could get for him. That's what I would do. If he thinks if he wants to get a 3-year contract for a shit ton of money, then let him go test that out. My concern is the longevity of my football franchise, and now it's I mean again, Jerry Jones is a much shrewder businessman than I am. But if his concern isn't to be with the Cowboys for this long, then I don't need to spend all that money on a guy that may end up being a Kirk Cousins or a Carson Wentz or DeSean Jackson or DeSean Watson or Lamar, you know.
I understand. Listen, I am hearing your opinion on this, and all I'm saying is this. When you're talking about longevity of your franchise, there's no longevity without immediate success. You need to win now. And the only way the Dallas Cowboys win in 2021 is if Dak Prescott is under center. Not some project, not some trade for somebody else, not any of that. Prescott gives you the best chance to win.
After this season, after the way this season went,
yeah,
it's not like we were one game away from the NFC Championship game. It wasn't like we were in a shit dumpster division and we were garbage diarrhea in a garbage division. Now is the time to build. Now is the time to cut all the dead weight, and now is the time to bring in guys that want to play football.
In that same argument, right? You're saying that the division is a dumpster fire, which we can all agree. All three of us can agree that it is.
We didn't make the playoffs in an awful division.
We had Andy Dalton as our quarterback. Okay, what I'm telling you is this:
wait a minute. We were also 1-4. We were losing. Andy, that's my point. What if we could have the same result as we did the year before? Dak has not proved. I'm sorry, man. Dak has not proved himself to be when he was offered a very generous contract. He turned it down. He bet on himself. He's very lucky Dalton shit the bed. Okay, because if Andy Dalton took us to the playoffs, this wouldn't even be a his value stayed the same. He's playing the same game he did last year before he got hurt. And he really has to ask himself, what's his goal as a quarterback? Now, again, I think he's a great kid. If you're just saying he should go and get what he can get, then yeah, fine. He should operate in his best interest. But him getting what he should get, if it's not in the best interest of the Dallas Cowboys, then it doesn't make sense. Okay? And we've already made a lot of stupid deals. Dak needs to really assess what he wants for us and where he wants to be.
It's so funny that
Dallas Cowboys sign a 6-year contract and prove it, and we'll get you paid.
It's so funny how the big thing we're talking about, about winning with Dak Prescott, winning with Andy Dalton, we know what the problem is, and it doesn't matter who we have. And I know we got to get Dak signed, but if we do not fix our defense, it doesn't matter. If we sign Dak to all that money, or we sign Andy Dalton to just $15 million, or we get Jacoby Brissett to come in for, you know, whatever amount of money, none of that matters.
All right. So I'm
trying to say is the reason we were 1-3 and one of the main reasons Andy Dalton didn't do that well was our defense.
Not to mention we turned the ball over. I mean, come on. It wasn't just the defense.
The defense, bro, because there was one time where every time we turned the ball over, because it happens, by the way, every time we turned it over, there was, I think it may have been an NFL record where they scored touchdowns every single time.
Yeah, but I think Brett was talking about it being a little bit of an anomaly. Like Zeke put the ball in the carpet like 7 times this year. You know what I mean? So that's a big deal.
There
was one game that was really bad, but some games there were like maybe 2 turnovers and 3 turnovers, and we weren't getting any.
All right,
and the defense couldn't stop anyone at all.
So we're talking. All right, so we're talking. We're literally talking. You know, not in circles, but at least like. You're talking about this year's Cowboys that we just watched, right? Andy Dalton.
What else do we got to go on?
That's the point I'm getting at. Right, are we?
Let's go the last two seasons. The last two seasons.
Why can't we go the last four? We haven't made the playoffs. Why can't we go the last four?
Because, I mean, we can go the last four if you want.
Go ahead then. 2016, the kid goes 13-3. You know, 2018, they start 1-4. They make one trade. They win a division. They're in the playoffs. That's two of his first 3 years. He had a bad 2017 because Zeke was suspended for six games.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about...
That's 3 years. About, that's three good years by Dak Prescott.
Okay, No. Listen, dude, that doesn't count.
How does it not count?
It doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
You can look at players. I'll tell you why. It's a career.
It doesn't count because he said it doesn't count.
Got it? No. We got to talk
Understood.
We got to talk about the last two.
Okay.
And by the way, it is our defense. Our defense is a problem.
That's my problem. All right. Well, how about this?
Are we all in agreement that we want Dak signed? We do want him signed.
Of course.
I mean, you don't have to ask me. You already heard it.
Yeah. Here's my whole thing here, guys. Is the defense is the freaking problem. Freaking is okay for me to say.
Yes, that's okay.
The defense is the problem. Our offensive line is getting old. That's another problem. Now, here's the problem, Sturch, with paying Dak crazy money is we might be unable to fix those other things. Get what I'm saying?
My counter to that is the things that you guys were talking about collectively last week, where you're all in on these diamond in the roughs, the younger kids, and so then that's not a problem. You could pay those guys $1 million, $2 million.
If that's the strategy
you're going for on defense, you want young and hungry.
It's the strategy I'm going for, but you're not going to find 11 diamond in the roughs.
Understood. Which is why you need some bigger guys.
I'm saying you could find one or two players that in those diamond in the roughs, but you're going to have to pay other players reasonable money for them to play average to above average players to come in and play and stay on the team. If you're giving Dak all that money, you're only relying on diamond in the roughs. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to spread it out. Listen, again, we want Dak signed. Okay. But you can't be strong arming and demanding a 4-year contract, say, and all this crazy money. All right, when you should at least go 5 or 6 so we can backload it and get these, see who we can fill, see who we could pay. The whole team, again, we 2 years in a row, we've missed the playoffs. 2 years in a row.
Understood.
And again, I'm not blaming, it's not Dak's fault. He's probably one of the only bright spots in certain areas, okay? But for you to sit there and demand this amount of money for a short amount of time is putting you before the team. So the team has to put the team. I'm a fan. I'm putting the team before Dak. Because let me tell you something. The Philadelphia Eagles offered Dak their 4-year contract and gave him that Wentz money, and he'd go to Philadelphia in 2 minutes. And now we're rooting against him. So what's in the best interest of the team?
You know what, too?
If he should do 5 to 6 year contract and let us spread it out.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm not disagreeing with that at all. I'm not. I would love nothing more than to backload a massive contract. Give him $250 million and have it all play out in year 3, 4, and 5. I get that, man. I'm totally on board. I'm just telling you guys that without Dak Prescott, which is now option B.
Without Dak Prescott, we missed the playoffs, right?
We're not even competitive.
The same result as the last 2 years.
We're not even competitive without Dak Prescott. It's not missing the playoffs.
We weren't even competitive this year. Well, we look like shit in the beginning of the season. Awful. I mean, even against Atlanta, we're lucky we came back. We that was an awful game. The team is garbage. Dad is not coming home.
I was waiting for that, actually.
Look,
there is no excuse.
Notice how this never happened with Romo? And when I say it never happened with Romo, like, oh, because Jerry paid him. Well, he really didn't. Like, when Romo was getting paid, he was getting paid the highest quarterback on the team. I mean, the highest player on the team, the highest player ever paid in Dallas Cowboy history. Fine. That's been offered to Dak well, many times over, even way more than Romo got. But Romo was never like, oh, no, I want to be paid top three, top four. He never did that.
Okay. Here's why Romo didn't have to do that, right? Romo. You know, Dak Prescott is a fourth round compensatory pick. Okay, he's a comp pick, fourth round, right? Tony Romo wasn't drafted. Okay,
what does that have to do with
it? It has everything to do with that. If he's a first round pick, he's going to get first round money regardless.
No. I'm talking about when his contract was up, man.
And Dak didn't get first round money. He didn't get fourth round money.
He's trying to now, is what I'm saying, because he's outperformed everybody.
Wait a second.
How far he was drafted or how he got on the team is basically even. It's pretty much even for Dak and Tony.
All right. Anyway, if you think so.
You completely cut me off.
Sorry.
Can I finish?
Sorry, go ahead.
So you get somebody like Terrell Owens, right, who was third, fourth round pick. He shouldn't be paid like a first rounder. I'm confused by that. What do you mean? Like, what I'm trying to say is that, all right, Kurt Warner, for example, Kurt Warner wasn't drafted. Kurt Warner got the money. I think he may have been one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL at one time. Okay. But he was never drafted. So what I'm saying is Romo proved his worth. I'm not talking about being an undrafted. After he put up the yards, after he made us competitive, everything Dak, actually, he may have done more than Dak.
Are you, so, all right, so in that.
He never did this.
You don't ever. Know. You don't know this, man. Like, come on.
How don't I know it?
Wait. So, Sturch, you keep saying we don't know. We know what we're reading and what we're seeing. We know what he was offered and we know what he turned down. And we know what his brother tweeted, rest his soul, whoever tweeted that about Dak needs to get paid. And we know all those things that went on in the offseason last year. Okay? We know about that. So you're telling us that's misinformation.
No. I'm talking about with Romo. You don't know what was discussed.
None of that happened, though, because could you name one story where there was any kind of contract?
No, because there was no negotiation. Jerry just said, hey, you're the guy. Here's your money.
But that's my point. They tried that with Dak. But Dak didn't want that. Dak wants to be paid as one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. If Romo said, you know what, I don't want to be paid the 10th highest paid quarterback in the NFL, then you would have heard about it. But what I'm trying to say, Romo never did that.
Okay, that's fair.
As far as I know, he never did that.
It's fair.
What was he number? Was he in a top five paid quarterback?
No, he never was.
No, okay.
I'm almost positive he was.
And look, I'm not trying to like stir. I'm not that guy. I'm not Mr. Stir the Pot. But I'm saying, like, you keep saying, like, you know, he made us relevant. He made, you know, the success and this, that, and third. He's done nothing more than what Dak has done already. Nothing more.
Exactly.
Zero more.
But that's what I'm saying. He should be. That's why I'm shocked that Dak is acting like he's Patrick Mahomes almost when he's more of a Tony Romo, and he should have that kind of attitude until we go to the Super Bowl and maybe win. That's what I'm trying to say.
Listen,
yeah, that's exactly right.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And I'm not trying to be like Mr. Pro Dak because he deserves every red cent. I'm just telling you right now that as a Cowboys fan, and I know we keep saying like, I'm a Cowboys fan, not a Dak fan. I get it. You want the team to be good. The only way they're good is if they get Dak Prescott under center this year. And the only way they do that is if like what
under center. We had him under center.
You're telling me. You're telling me right now that the Cowboys.
You can roll your eyes all you
want. I'm not trying to roll my eyes. I'm just saying.
This is a problem. This is a problem with everybody's mentality today. We want that bag. We want to get paid. What the hell? And why do you think that you've earned it? Again, I wouldn't be talking out of tune. I get paid exactly what I'm worth as a comic. And I get paid exactly what I sell. Okay, so I can speak on this. It's not like I'm one of these, you know, people that don't want to put the work in. I put my work in every day. And again, you are offered a very, very, very lucrative contract. Your problem was the longevity of it. Okay, you wanted it shorter. Now, if that's what you want, and right now, I'm sorry, I don't think he's going to get that from a lot of teams.
You don't think so?
I just don't.
Okay.
I think if he goes out to test the market, they should let him. Because we can't franchise tag him.
Yes, we can.
Right? That'll put it at $52 million, I think.
Next year you're talking about. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
So that can't happen. All right? You can't take 25 or 30 million the first year and then backload it for the next 5 or 6 and again, it's not like we were one game away from the Super Bowl. We weren't even in the playoffs.
Hey, Sturge,
even beat a team that I just don't see the leverage now, other than the fact that, oh, well, what else is out there? I don't see that. Now, again, I want my future with Dak, but it's got to be a future. It's got to be 6 years or 5 years. Help us out here.
If we did trade for Russell Wilson, just say we did. For the whole Russell, what is his contract look like? Do you know?
35 a year.
So that's 35 a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what would Dak be with the
franchise tags? 37.
37.
Right. So like apples to oranges.
How many years does Russell Wilson have left on his contract?
Probably no. A couple. You know, he's not up for. He just got that money not too long ago. So, look again. We can go on and on. And I understand that the recent success of the Dallas Cowboys will fall on the shoulders of a quarterback. Yes, there's other, you know, other things that we've done wrong as a team, you know, defensively. And yes, we've paid Ezekiel Elliott and we paid Amari Cooper. And like all this money is divvied up in minimal places. We're not spreading the wealth with the Dallas Cowboys. That's not the way we're built right now. And maybe that is a reason we're on the downside of a lot of years.
There is no evidence whatsoever that we are a team to be reckoned with. None at all. We're our defense is a joke. Okay, our offensive line is decimated. All right. This is the time right now that I feel that we need to just start rebuilding and start bringing in guys that want to play football.
You think this is? You think that 2021 is a rebuilding year for the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, well, what else could it be? How the hell could it not be?
Because NFL is different now. If you change a few things and do a few things, you can become – it's not like back in the day rebuild. I think rebuilding is gone now because there are teams that are 2-14 that go to the NFC Championship or AFC. Like the
Cleveland Browns just did it.
Look at the Jags a couple years ago.
What one piece away are we?
We're not one piece away, but we could be a couple players, a different scheme. I mean, there's a lot behind it. I mean, I wouldn't say
it's... But Brett, you said it yourself, man. You said it yourself that this division is junk, correct? You said this division is junk. So you're telling me that next year, with a healthy Dak Prescott and a guy like him under center and the same team, we're going to lose some pieces. We're also going to gain some pieces. We're also going to draft other guys, okay? There's going to be a different team. But right now... In my heart of hearts, I firmly believe this. Yes, the start was 1-3 last year, but I think we win that division by three games or more last year, and we would be in the driver's seat coming up into this year.
No, Sturge, I have to disagree, and it has nothing to do with Dak. It has to do with our defense.
Okay, guys, I'm also going to bring up the fact that we had the Dallas Cowboys last year, all three of us, had them going 11-5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's my point. That shows you our optimism.
Hey, I might think the same thing, because I'm telling you right now about this next season is, once again, I'm not worried about our offense right now. I'm just not. I'm more worried about our defense. If our defense, can get a few new players, a few hungry players, mix it up a little bit, and we have a good defensive coordinator apparently now. Hey, man, if change up the scheme, that's what wins ball games. And look at Tampa. I know Brett likes hearing that, but look at Tampa. It was Brady too, but I meant the defense. You know, it's just what it meant. Actually, you know, the only team the Super Bowl I can think about that the defense didn't win, which you thought it was going to win, was the Niners, because the Niners was there were there purely on defense against Mahomes, and then Mahomes.
And I took them as my defense this year, by the way.
they were up by 10 in the fourth quarter with what, like 7 minutes left, and then Mahomes exploded. But normally, defensive teams are going to win. And I think our offense is good enough with Dak Prescott is totally capable of bringing us to a Super Bowl and winning. Absolutely. But our defense isn't. And as Romo was when he was there, he was perfectly capable, but our defense was never there.
It's always been a problem. Here's a question then. Okay, because it is. The game's passing me by. You know what I mean? This is a different game. I was literally sitting there when we were on the text talking about the argument of the team sport. And ever since free agency came, this is what you have to deal with now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we were saying, which team has won a Super Bowl with not only a highest paid quarterback, but a receiver, an all pro receiver, a top three receiver, or a top three defense, and all of the above. Like when you're looking at all those Super Bowl winners in the past, prior to free agency, you had a quarterback, a defense, Dallas had the 1, 2, and 4 receiver in the NFL, the number one running back, the number one defense, and the number one quarterback when they won the Super Bowl for the first time in 92, 93, whatever. You just don't see it anymore. All right. But again, a part of that is also these players are overpaid. I don't want to see us with a Kirk Cousins or a Jared Goff or whatever is going on now. It's just a stupid trend. It makes no sense to me. I would rather and why are we not patterning or why isn't the rest of the NFL patterning it off of the Patriots?
I don't know.
The most successful.
One more thing I want to say about Dak, the main reason I want to sign him is because every single quarterback that has won a Super Bowl, every single Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman, they were drafted by us. And I just love that. I hate, like, even though Tampa won the Super Bowl, it's still like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Dak is our quarterback. We drafted him. Romo was our quarterback, even though he was undrafted. But Danny White was our quarterback. So I like having our quarterback. That's why I'm not really into trading for Russell Wilson or whoever it may be. You know what I'm saying? If we drafted Dak, and I would love for him to stay. I just hope they work it out. I really do. Because I think he is capable. I really do.
Why can't he do 6 years? What would be the rationale for not doing 6 years, Sturch?
I don't know. I'm not him. I think the rationale, I guess, another payday, right. Listen, I can only speak for the modern day athlete. You just said it yourself. They all want the bag. Mahomes, they all want this.
Mahomes did it.
Mahomes also just got.
I'm a Kansas City Chief for 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, look, and that was, you know what, though? And that was probably years. Presented it to that way. The ownership in the front office was saying, we believe in you so much. We're going to not only give you a 10-year contract, but you're going to have, like, stock options in the team. You know, like, they're going to give him the keys to Kansas City because he just did what Dak Prescott has not done, and that's won a Super Bowl relatively quick.
What we haven't done in 30-what years, is it?
I know, man. Years? Listen, we're there. We're all there. We're all struggling every year. But I think to put a bow on this and try to wrap things up, but
how much time we have left?
I don't know. A couple minutes.
Oh, I want to talk about that.
I will say this, Sturchy. Listen, again, really quick. I would love to see Dak as our quarterback. He's gotta put the team right now and say, look, let's do a long term. And maybe he's afraid of that. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, he already rolled the dice on himself this year, and it almost didn't play out because like I said, if Dalton shit the bed, his price goes down. The way I look at it, it reset itself. Okay. Yeah. And now he can really rethink what his position is, like he should have done the year before. Okay. God forbid he gets hurt again.
Yeah.
Right? Who? So. No, I got you. So really quick, who is, who in the, why, did somebody from the Steelers go into the Hall of Fame off the top of my head?
What's his face? Wow. Hello. Bradshaw. No. Why are they a Hall of Fame game? Why are the Cowboys
in Steelers Hall of Fame game? I know because of Drew Pearson. By the way, should we all go or what? Are we all going?
100%.
I would love to.
Yeah, let's get there. Let's get a Jersey Boys podcast live from Canton.
Oh, that'd be great.
I could actually probably get us into the podcast room over there.
I'm with it. I used to live
20 minutes from there.
Dude, so I want to talk about something really, really fast because I brought this up in a text, and I want to just say, what is your favorite preseason game of all time?
Which
one stands out in your head?
You psychopath. But I guess the only one that in my head, I don't know, the Cowboys-Rams 2016, Dak Prescott in the Coliseum.
There you go. That one was great because Dak came in when he threw to Witten. It was amazing.
Everybody's like, "Oh, there's the future. Might want to pay that guy in 6 years."
Here's the one that stands in my head, and I can't find this anywhere.
4 years, whatever.
This one was 1989. This was our 1-15 season in the preseason game.
Did we win any of those games
anywhere? Right. I watched this game.
Okay.
And it was Troy Aikman's first preseason game against the San Diego Chargers, and he threw a pass for a touchdown in the corner of the end zone. And my whole thing is that, and to me, that's Troy Aikman's first touchdown ever, even though it was in a preseason game. Mm-hmm. But regardless, I can't remember who the receiver was, and it's driving me crazy. I don't know if it was Ray Alexander or Kevin Edwards, and I don't think it was Kelvin Martin. I don't know if it was one of those two. So if anybody can find that out for me.
I'm sure there's a box score somewhere, no?
No, I couldn't find it. I even tried to Google this because I remember it in my head. I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it.
Well, I don't know.
So if someone can find that, let me know. I don't even know if it's either of them, but I just want to know so I can always tell people, hey, Troy Aikman's first touchdown pass was, and it was in the corner of the end zone. It was like a nice little, I'm like, yeah, we're going to be awesome. Can't wait. And then I think we lost one preseason game. We were 4-1. And then we go to New Orleans and like, we're going to kick your ass. We lost 26-0.
Horrible. Well,
and 1-15.
1-15 later. And then after that, you get a guy like, his name? Emmett Smith. That's right. So with that being said, I know it got heated today and it's going to get heated and it's going to continue to be heated until something is done. There's a solve. One day we're going to come on this thing and say, we're so glad that he did this or we're so mad he did this. In any event, Dak Prescott needs to be the quarterback of the 2021 Dallas Cowboys. We're all in agreement there.
Hey, I want him for the future. I want him for the future,
and Sturge, man. I'll give you one thing. I'll give Sturge credit for one thing. Steel Magnolias was better than Rocky Five.
Rocky Five? Rocky Five's the worst one.
Exactly.
Rocky Five doesn't even exist.
They should have never put that on the air.
It goes Balboa is actually Five.
Five never happened. Yeah, I don't sweat you too. With Paulie fighting or getting knocked out by Tommy Gunn.
I was about to do that. If Dak signs a 5 or 6 year contract, okay, I would love to do that for the last two seasons and just go, hey, those two never existed.
Reset.
Well,
reset.
Okay.
If Dak signs something, it's only in America.
With that being said, for Dave Sturgio, Brett Ernst, Keith Ernst on the Jersey Boys podcast on the Blogging the Boys podcast network powered by SB Nation, we will see you guys next week.